Welcome to the Software Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Chung Ding, founder of AIGenesport.com, and you're watching the very first episode of our series. Thank you for coming. While the main topic of the podcast series is about how to build great software products that the customers want, today, for this first episode, we'll be talking about something else. We're going to talk about the most simple but effective routine that I find extremely enabling, especially for business leaders, decision makers, entrepreneurs, and people who need to be highly productive and organizationally effective. Just as our day starts with the first thing we do in the morning, this first episode starts with a different morning, a miracle one. It is inspired by the book The Miracle Morning. The main idea of the book is that the quality of our life depends on what we do every day. And what we can do every day depends on our habits. It starts with the simplest thing we do every morning. So if you are a business leader or executive or sales professional, not only your energy impacts the outcomes of your business, but it also impacts the energy of your subordinates, employees, and customers as well. It is therefore critically important that you can go to work with a positive, confident, and motivating mindset and energy and make an example for others. Most likely, you are someone who overworks, like myself. If we face many difficult things in business and personal life, then start losing the good habits, introducing the inconsistencies into our life. Then our well-being, our mental health, our work performance, and outcomes will take a hit and will follow the same pattern. So in this episode, I share my 7-step morning routine that helps me mentally and physically prepared for the day. Hopefully, it can be helpful to you. And here they are. Step number 1. Wake up early and don't snooze that alarm. Wake up early so that I have time to condition myself. And don't snooze the alarm. If you are prone to it, the fix is very simple. The night before, set your alarm on your phone and leave it across the room so you won't binge use it before sleep. And the next morning, you are forced to wake up, go across the room to turn it off. The key is to get enough sleep. If you need 6 hours of sleep to function properly, then take 6 hours. If you need 8 hours, then take 8 hours. There might be periods when we can only sleep 4 to 5 hours per day or even 3 hours, but doing that for a sustained period of time will inevitably lead to intense burnout and even depression. For myself, for example, if I am sleep deprived, I can carry out less mental tasks, but it just doesn't work when it comes to software engineering, coding, and architecting. It just requires too much brain power. Well, then step number 2, connect with our spirituality. Personally, I express my gratitude and pray to God. Step number 3, make the bet. This will give our mind the first small win for the day, that we have achieved something, and encourage our mind to seek to achieve more. Step number 4, sounds like advice for kids, but brush the teeth, wash the face, say positive, affirmative words to ourselves in the mirror. Some can take a shower or even sauna. Our body and mind are connected. Keep them happy. Step number 5. I take 10 to 20 minute light exercise. Personally, before I do that, I drink a cup of warm water, then I brew my tea or coffee, then I do my stretching and some push-up. You can do yoga, going for a walk, running, or hitting the gym. Depends. Step number 6. After that, I eat my breakfast, drink my tea, and I spend this short time alone for peace of mind, reflection, affirmations, and visualization. Now, if you have kids or family, then you might try to use a different time, 3 to 5 minutes, to stay alone and get peace and calmness for your mind and your soul. Step number 7, I think this is the most important step, that spend time to read at least 7 to 10 pages of a book or book summary every day. And we need to constantly learn and put what we learn into action. And my hack is that during the workday, after I read my have my breakfast, I read a book summary so that I can immediately apply the condensed idea into action, into strategy, to plan, or to processes once I get to work. And during the weekend, I read full book that is highly recommended by top people. And before that, I read the summary to decide whether this book is worthwhile to read, making sure I'm not wasting time on reading low quality book or book whose idea I have fully understood. Now, when we do this consistently, we can absorb the main ideas of 250 to 365 books per year. That's insane, isn't it? Never underestimate the power of compounding effect in knowledge. So those are my 7-step morning routine. You can customize it to your liking and vary it as you wish. It's all about discipline and mindset. My belief is this: the moments decide the hour, the hours decide the days decide the months decide the years, and the years decide your life. I hope you will have a very successful one. That's all for today's episode. This is Chung Ding. Until next time.